Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I would like this report, though, to F off. I know we are in the midst of the ALCS and the NLCS. Be nice if our friends in Milwaukee could wake up a little bit, maybe make this a series. We at least have one in the ALCS. But the John Heyman report the other day that Stephen Vogt is drawing interest from other MLB teams and saying, you know, this kind of move very rarely ever happens, but it's worth noting. Keep your grubby mitts off my manager.
Well, and at this point, it does fall on the Guardians to make sure. It almost feels like a very college football move in many ways. It's like he's just going to use this to then get himself a bigger raise. That's cool. That's fine. But like if the Padres, for instance, who have been starved to find that spot at the managerial position of which for something to work, they can offer you three times as much money. Like you're entering the last year of your deal. I don't know. It's time for the Guardians to pony up and pay him a big amount of money to stay.
You going to go Malkovich?
No.
You don't want him to pay that man his money?
I'm not good at impressions.
I
but
know.
You know yeah. that the Malkovich one is the one that I always die to do.
Mm-hmm.
I always get very excited to do the Malkovich one, but I'm not good at impressions.
People are saying it's your best one.
If anything, well, I'm saying that for sure. At least the first one always goes hot off the bat. You know that about me.
Yeah.
And on top of this, if anything, what you see now, this is where this is you did a short-term play for no long-term gain.
Mm.
You see, if we had just had the Malkovich impression, then maybe, I don't know, 2 months from now, we'd have another impression. And then maybe, yeah. if, you know, 6 months from now, another impression, and we could build on those impressions. But we went Malkovich into another impression that I dare not even go down, into another impression that I dare not even go down, and in a two-day span, we've wiped away me doing impressions.
Sounds like you just don't want to go down, and that's okay. Now,
yeah, can't do it, won't do it. But they need to pay Vogt is the point here.
Yeah,
they need to pay Vogt.
I understand. I really do understand. Like, it doesn't make sense for this organization to do 13-year deals, right? And it doesn't make them they don't feel like they can afford another $25 million player. Okay, whatever. If you lose your manager because of money, like I was thinking about this today, like, well, would you trade Stephen Vogt for Adelis Garcia? I'm just trying to think of like somebody who's on their way out of their old team.
Like managerial trades are so few and far between. I remember Ozzie Guillen getting traded to the Marlins, and it ended up being just basically two players nobody had ever heard of. But like Vogt would command something of substance.
Yeah. But again, like, do you want a comp pick? That doesn't do a damn thing
for me. No, comp picks don't do anything for you. And the moment that the manager is going to the team and saying, I'd like this trade because I want to make three times as much money, you might as well then just let him out of his contract and let him go just make the money elsewhere because he's 1 foot out the door. Now, there has to be at this point, I would imagine, and maybe I'll sound foolish for saying it and putting it this way, the idea that Vogt would owe the Guardians some sense of you gave me my chance. And even though it felt like other teams would, you still gave me an opportunity. There's so few of these jobs. I owe how the baseball world views me right now to you guys anyway. And so just having us for 2 years, the job's not anywhere close to done.
Yeah, I would be shocked if he wanted to leave at this point. Unless there's something we're not privy to. And again, baseball, keeping the clubhouse
mentality. It'd be money. But money is the argument here.
Well, but even that, like,
I mean, think about like
you paid Tito. Like, you paid Tito top dollar for a hot minute. I know you wanted to not pay the next manager that kind of money. Well, the next manager turned out to be just as good as Tito.
I mean, there is a reason why Vogt was the guy selected out of 45 different guys, and part of that was having to do with the money and the financials. Now, I don't remember off the top of my head, and I don't even know if that is open out there, how much he is making per year. Sometimes it's a little fishy. But I remember like when Mike Matheny first got hired with the Cardinals way back in the day. I mean, because he ended up filing for bankruptcy at one point because he had a bunch of business deals that just went south. And there was a
Did
stretch.
Did he have Shohei's interpreter as his money guy?
It's basically kind of what he went with. No, he had somebody. He bought all sorts of different land and different properties that just went completely belly up. And you found out at the time, for the first like half decade of him being in St. Louis, he made about $900,000 a year. Like some of these managers can make legitimate pennies on the dollar before they actually prove themselves. And for a team like the Padres that is just flush with cash and has been for a while now, if they say we'll pay you $10 million for someone like Stephen Vogt, that's got to be appetizing. Because I tell you right now, this first contract that he signed, I would be shocked if the Guardians are paying him anything north of $2 million a
year. I think I read this. When I first saw it, my initial thought was, oh, his agent's out here trying to get him that extension.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I think that's really interesting because that's not typically how the Guardians have done things.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my first thought because I would be blown away if they weren't satisfied with the job Stephen's done the last 2 years. I'd be blown away if they would even consider it if somebody called them with any sort of offer. So that was my first thought. My second one was, don't you dare do it.
I mean, how pissed would the fan base be? The handoff from Tito to Stephen Vogt was not supposed to go this seamless.
Yes.
And you made a comment earlier in the segment, something about the idea that you've replaced Tito with a manager that is as the same quality or something along those lines of Tito, which is insane to even think about. But that's how we kind of sit there with Vogt. Like, this is not supposed to go. It's not supposed to go the way that it's gone. And partially because it's gone this well is why he would have such a high demand, though.
Well, and here's the thing. I'm talking about Tito at the end. Tito early, I think, proved he could win a lot of different ways. At the end, it really felt like Tito had to win his way, right? I think that's a lot of a sign of an older manager who had done it, and I think that makes a lot of sense with the success he had. Vogt's won two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean just like the fast start versus the slow start. I mean, you know, 2 years ago, you were buoyed by an elite bullpen, not nearly enough starting pitching, and an okay-ish lineup. Last year, you had the worst lineup in baseball, and then between the bullpen and the rotation, on any given week, it was your guess as good as mine what was going to actually save you, and that's the hardest job to do. To win the way that Stephen did in 2025 is the hardest way to win when you don't have anything elite to fall back on consistently.
Mm-hmm.
The adaptability, the light, the speed of foot that it takes to do that, he's proven to me he's there. And here's the thing. I feel this way about the front office, certainly. As long as you've got these guys, I think you're going to have a chance to be competitive year in, year out, even mm-hmm. if you have the occasional dud of a year. I've started to feel that way about Stephen Vogt, and that's a wild thing to say 2 years in to
two
this
years
run.
In. But this is the type of respect that he's gotten around baseball. So John Heyman kind of loosely connects Stephen to the Padres, and then it just digging a little bit deeper on this, JT Snow, 4 days ago, was out there saying that he's got a hint that the next manager of the Giants is Stephen Vogt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is somebody that would be kind of plugged in and kind of in the know. We all remember JT Snow playing. Like, that's a real baseball name, saying that he's already committed to the idea that I can read it for you and how he actually phrased it. I have connections to the organization, never been invited back, but I think Stephen Vogt will be the next manager.
So,
like, that's wild that this type of stuff is happening.
So what would your response be if the Guardians came out and said, Stephen's been such an integral part of what we do, we felt like we owed it to him to let him pursue this? I'd say BS
as well. I'd say obviously you didn't want him here, and I would put it on everyone in that organization to pony up whatever money it's going to take. Either Stephen has a lot of baseball people doing this to, again, just pump up his value and get his contract, a new contract out there, and get him all sorts of money, or maybe, just maybe, you can read what we saw in the halfway through the season, that USA Today poll, when it's like, who would you rather play for the most? And half of the league said they wanted to play for Stephen Vogt. Like, clearly, he struck a chord as being one of the best managers in baseball at such a short time frame already into this whole thing. Like, he's getting a lot of credit here, Nick.
216-474-0092. John Heyman saying, Stephen Vogt is drawing interest from other MLB teams. He did note, these kind of deals are hard to pull off, but it's something to watch. What would your reaction be? Is there any sort of response from the Guardians that would make it okay if Stephen Vogt was allowed to leave and be somebody else's manager? The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.